Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 356 for the 21st of October, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from all check-ins. If you don't have one, if you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. The other three are sufficient. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink Node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. Going on, I don't know, five or six years now. Anyway, this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I couldn't think of anything this afternoon. So this is going to be an open mic. Anything that's on your mind is fair game there. I mean, every net, every one of these nets is that, it, you know, you don't have to limit yourself to whatever I suggest as the topic of the week. Anyway, I'm checking the dashboard, and there's only five of us chickens here, and we're all regulars here, so you all know how we work this. So I will not belabor the explanation. So I see N4RNW, KF6GPE, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, and myself. So, I'm guessing this is going to be a short net. But, you know, I could be surprised. Surprise me. All right, let's see. Do I have anything else to say here? Blah, 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 blah. No, I'm ready to start giving everybody a time here. So first on my list here is N4RNW, and I understand that you escaped the worst of the recent pair of hurricanes passing through Florida there. So I'll let you give a report there. N4RNW.
All right, Wayne, thank you. And reporting from the southwest coast of the state of Florida, this is N4RNW, Harold here. Yes, a week and a half ago, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday, I don't remember, but we had Hurricane Milton coming straight across the Gulf of Mexico as a Cat 3 and a 4 and I think temporarily a 5. But it hit the coast about, I think, 50 miles north of us towards Sarasota. We are about 20 miles inland from the west coast of Florida, 20 miles to the east. So all we had was wind and rain a little bit, but nothing like the outer islands. They got hit again just like 2 years ago, Hurricane Ian. And, yeah, it's a mess. And there were tornadoes that came along with the initial bands of the hurricane and went right straight through Fort Myers and destroyed some trailer parks. Hold on while I reset. So we were thankful, and I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the people that lost their homes and their businesses on the outer islands of the state of Southwest Florida. So other than that, the only problem here was a sore back from putting up the aluminum shutters, bolting them in on all the windows and the doors, and then taking them down. So other than that, back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, well, I hope you've recovered from the muscle pains there. Thanks for your report. Next on my list here is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, a very good morning from Western Australia. And just a few things that may be of interest to the folks. We're doing another get-together via Echolink, and this will be coming, I think, about April. There'll be another sortie with the Lancaster bomber. And as you know, back in the day, the Lancasters, they flew out for the folks that had problems, and we set up a vehicle with our Lancasters for the food that was shipped over to Holland. So that'll be another exercise coming up in April, I believe it is. We'll be connecting up the amateurs again with our TechLink node, and it'll be involved in Canada and Australia and the UK, and also over in the other side of the island here. So it'll be an event that'll take place in April, if anyone's interested. So we will have some information regards to that as it comes about. But as you know, a couple of years ago, we had the 80 years of the Lancaster. So there's lots of activity taking place here in the next while. Thank you for that, Wayne. And back to Net, VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Gotta love, you know, the aviation history there. And maybe after the Net here, I've got some news that you might be interested in. So I'll save that for later. Next on my list here, is he still here? Yes, Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo.
Good evening, Wayne and the Net. First and foremost, Harold, I'm glad you did okay with the hurricane. It did look bad from where I am in California. So the name here is Ray. My SDF username is my call sign, KF6GPE. I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which I think I mentioned on PatNet, which is between Silicon Valley and San Jose, in sort of just north of Central California. Radio-wise, this week, actually it was just now, the Net reminded me, I went ahead and fired up the WinLink station and tested my various WinLink paths. We've got four different nodes on two different frequencies that you can sort of kind of hit from my house, two of them with a digi, two of them not. And I was able to make all three out of the four, so that's pretty good. I try to check the WinLink station once a week. It's an Android tablet, an old Pixel C Android tablet running WOAD, W-O-A-D. And I go Bluetooth from that to a TH-74D that I've got on a mount in the kitchen, and then from there to a 2-meter 25-watt amplifier if I need to use the amplifier. But anyway, that station's all working well, so I'll let it sit until next week. 73, everyone. Wayne, thanks for taking the Net. KF6GPE.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us this week, Ray. Always welcome. Good to hear from you. I see a new call sign has popped up on the dashboard here. In fact, it is so new, I do not recognize it. In fact, I've got to get my magnifier out here. Kilo Juliet 7, Victor Zulu. All right, so because I don't recognize that call sign, I need to rewind and give the introduction all over again. So this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's kind of an anime thing if you're into this. But anyway, you can go to sdf.org in your web browser and learn all about it and sign up for a free account. You can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. Right. So, and the way we do this here every Monday at 0 hours Zulu GMT UTC, we have this little Net here. Usually it's only about, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 check-ins, and we just kind of chat about stuff. So this is kind of the intersection of computers and ham radio. So let me just say, KJ7VZ, you're on my list. We have one more station ahead of you, so stand by there. We do not have a topic this week, so if anything on your mind related to ham radio and computers and, I don't know, anything else, probably we don't want to talk about religion or politics. But anyway, next up is KD9NDJ.
There we go. Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Things are kind of sleepy over there at the feed right at the moment, and I'm not listening to a non-radio. But anyway, I've been having a good time with some disc dub plate making, which is the art of cutting up lacquer plates so they can be played on a turntable eventually. I usually play them once. It's kind of foreboding, but that's the way it is. Anyway, it's kind of a chore, I have to say. It involves a lot of environmental adjustment. Heat has to be right. I use a heat lamp. I have to practice the steps to make sure that when the moment of Zen occurs and I'm cutting the plate, I don't mess it up, because the source of the plates has become a serious problem since the one factory that had merged them all together burnt to the ground a couple of years back. There's one other place where you can get them. But anyway, I have a supply, so I'm burning them up. I'm using them. Anyway, that's what I've been up to, and back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, for those of you who might not have completely followed what Ken was talking about, and maybe I'm all wet here, but, you know, Ken is an aficionado of, like, Edison cylinder recordings and early disc recording. So let me just ask Ken to just give a little bit of background there of what he's talking about and what era of history it was about.
Yeah, Wayne, I've always been interested in recording devices, and I went as far as I could go in both directions. And as far as I could go in terms of making things that look like, you know, vinyl records, was I got myself a Presto 6N, which is a late 40s, maybe mid 40s on, much renowned piece of equipment. It's a lathe, it's a portable cutting lathe, but it's heavy and you really wouldn't want to carry it. But compared to the high end, which I absolutely can't afford, which, you know, the Presto, the Newmans and Scullys that make stereo records, that's a whole nother kettle of fish. But anyway, that's what I'm using. And we're talking about making the lacquer plates are they're coated with a kind of gelatinous goop that's called lacquer, but I'm not sure what all is in it. It's flammable as hell. And it's the basis of the plate is an aluminum disc, and so it's weird. They're all very. It's a very weird technology, even for me. But to do it is, it's that kind of thing where you're aware that you're doing something that because of the price of the plates, you know, you want to get right. So that's all I got at the moment. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, fine business there, Ken. And I guess if anyone else wants to pursue the subject with Ken, you can have an afternet here. So now it's time to welcome our newcomer here, KJ7 Victor Zulu.
This is KJ7 Victor Zulu. I just got a network radio, AnySecU W2 Pro, and was playing around with it, downloaded Echo Link, and that's how I found the Tech Talk, or Tech Link. So I'm still kind of playing around with it. Got a bunch of other radios, this first network one. I don't know why I got it, but watched some videos on it. liked how they looked. Figured I'd get one, see how it was.
Okay, well, welcome to our little net here. We do this every week, and you're welcome to come back and join us anytime. And I'm sure Reg will welcome you to come to this conference on Friday evenings of U.S. time for a couple of the nets that take place here on Fridays. So, let's see. I think I have given everyone a chance to speak, so it's time for rechecks or new check-ins.
89NTJ here.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I have a question for Russ, I think. He was the one just speaking about a net radio, and I want to know what a net radio is. Back to you.
Okay, I'm going to turn the net over to Russ and Ken there, and when you're done, pass it back to me. So you're up, Russ.
Well, Ken, it's essentially an Android cell phone that looks like a radio with a microphone. It's all over internet, kind of interesting. Just look up any SecU. It's Alpha November Yankee, Sierra Echo, Charlie Uniform. It's the W2 Pro that I'm using. It has a SIM card slot. I'm not using a SIM card. I'm just connected to Wi-Fi, but you can put a SIM card in there and use cell service. Essentially, it's kind of like, in a way, DMR, where it's over the internet, but I just downloaded the Echolink app, downloaded DroidStar. It doesn't work very well on DroidStar just because the operating system is so old. It's an Android 7 operating system, but they have some newer ones. They got some really new radios. I think it's called the RL Finder is similar. Comjet has a portable that is brand new. It has an Android 12 operating system, but essentially a cell phone with a radio built in. This one doesn't have UHF or VHF, but those R Finder radios and the Comjet actually are a true radio, UHF and VHF, where it also includes essentially a hotspot built into it so you can talk digitally.
89NDJ. Thank you very much, KJ7DZ. That was enlightening. I'm not really aware of this technology, but worth exploring. And so thank you very much for enlightening me. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to pick it up here. Yes, I also appreciate that information. I'm going to do some Googling later tonight. So thank you, Russ. So once again, do we have any additional rechecks or new check-ins? Okay, so the final call for any other comments for this net before I close it out. Right, so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0022 UTC. Blah, 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 so I'm skipping over some of the parts of the script here that are not applicable anymore. I don't think the AfterNet on VMR is a thing anymore. I'm open to contradiction about that, but otherwise, I'll say that this is Net Control Station AB9SJ saying 73, everyone.